Evaluate and select people and solutions. The selection of the project team is crucial. The team must not only possess the required quantities of any identified competencies or skills, but must also work well together from a personality standpoint. It is highly important that they are engaged with the organization and supply chain and buy into the supply chain strategy and the purpose of the transformation project. Determining fit or capabilities as part of a project team may be difficult. When possible, review the individual's project and work history to determine their previous levels of performance. It can be beneficial to increase the diversity of team members as well, along lines such as age, race, and gender, to increase the ability of the team to consider alternate perspectives. Using a detailed organizational chart that captures each potential or selected team member's skills, duties, and other key details will help in selecting a strong team and finding commonalities between team members for use in team building. This can be updated throughout the project as team members acquire or display new skills or the team content changes. Additionally, a skills and training matrix may be used to categorize candidates for the team and identify training gaps that may be addressed for a candidate to reach the next level of seniority or skill. Exhibit 2-62 shares one example of such a matrix, as featured in the score materials. If the project is fortunate enough to be able to choose from a number of well-qualified candidates for the project team, a top-down selection method may be used. Candidates are tested to assess qualities and/or ratings are given to candidates across multiple areas, for example, experience, skills, competencies, availability, etc. The ratings are then totaled to rank the candidates against each other quantitatively, and team members are selected, beginning with the highest scoring candidate and working down until the team is full. When siloing or other cultural issues present difficulties in assembling a team, it may be worthwhile to implement or adjust incentives that reward individuals and departments for working in cross-functional teams. Additionally, it is important to proactively identify candidates for the project teams or open positions up for candidates to volunteer to ensure that the correct skills mix is being used and managers are not just offloading their team members to the project team because the individuals are available or because they are problematic. If the available personnel do not meet the needs of the project may be tailored to take better suit the available skill sets, or training may be provided to the team to fill holes. Bringing in help from external sources, such as contract workers, may also be considered. A supply chain transformation process will undoubtedly feature supply chain experts on the team. However, depending on the skill sets required, members of the team from other functional areas may have limited or no supply chain expertise. It is important in these situations to help inexperienced team members become oriented to the supply chain and the basics of how it functions, including how various choices will have effects on the overall performance of both the supply chain and the business overall. Simulation-based learning can be used to illustrate cause and effect relationships in the supply chain and help team members understand the dynamics. As an added bonus, this can help with team cohesion by providing the opportunity for team members that are experienced with supply chain concepts to share that experience and lead exercises, building trust and interpersonal rapport.